This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, called DACA, will continue after a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. The federal program allows some undocumented residents who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children to work legally. It affects 15,000 Coloradans, including Metro State University campus advisor Frida Fauher Ferreira. She says she is shocked by the court's ruling.
We were told to expect the worst, and that's what we had been expecting for the last few months. And to wake up to this is just crazy. Like, I can't believe it. And I never thought that we would have a good decision.
The court's decision was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the more liberal justices. Fewer Coloradans made initial claims for unemployment last week as the state continues to deal with the economic downturn due to COVID-19. State labor officials say a little over 10,000 people filed for regular unemployment last week, compared with more than 13,000 last week. The state says, however, that more people this week filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, nearly 18,000. Since late March, more than $2.5 billion in unemployment has been paid out in Colorado. A report from the National Ski Areas Association says the U.S. ski industry lost at least $2 billion last season because of the pandemic. The Denver-based trade group says skier visits were down 14% from the previous season. Resorts were forced to close in March after stay-at-home orders were issued. Colorado's high country has cooler weather today in the 60s in Vail and Breckenridge. This is CPR News.